First up, severe weather. While folks in Indiana and Illinois were concerned about possible blizzard conditions last night, tornado watches and warnings stretched along the U.S. East Coast one day after this happened. Twisters caused severe damage across the South Tuesday. Parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida were all hit. As many as 27 tornadoes were reported. At least 3 people were killed and dozens of others were injured. Florida's governor declared a state of emergency in 2 counties to speed up government help to people there. Cars were flipped, trees were flung, apartment buildings were crushed in communities along the Florida panhandle. Jennifer Gray looks at what's done in the days immediately following a disaster.
In the Pensacola area, cleanup has been on the minds of the residents here, and they have been busy doing that. Look behind me. A lot of homes in this neighborhood, the roofs completely ripped off, other roofs partially damaged, but a lot of cleanup underway. Power crews have been in here. People have been removing limbs, fences, everything that has gotten in the way that was thrown about by this tornado. And then look behind me. You can see the damage widespread in this one particular neighborhood. A lot of roofs looking like this. People busy today putting tarps over their houses as well, trying to rebuild what is left from this devastating tornado. This morning, when we saw the first signs of daylight, it was pure devastation for certain areas in this community, and they have a long way to go before the cleanup is finished.
Technically, a tornado is just a violent rotating column of air coming out of the bottom of a thunderstorm. But it takes a lot to get that violently rotating column to come out. All you need for a tornado really to form, though, are thunderstorms and a jet stream. That jet stream's aloft, it makes the energy. If you have moisture at the surface, dry air, cold air, pushing that moisture up, you can get a tornado to form in any state. Those days were all the ingredients combined. You get the humidity, you get the dry air, you get the jet stream, you get upper energy in the jet stream, you get winds turning as you go aloft. Those are the ingredients that cause a big tornado day. The greatest threat of a tornado is being hit by something that the tornado is moving. If you're outside or if you're not protected inside, if you get hit by a 140-mile-per-hour 2x4, you're going to be killed. So you need to be inside on the lowest level, somewhere in the middle of the home, away from windows. When you hear the word warning, and you hear your county, that's when you need to take cover. When you hear the word watch, that means something might happen today. Let's have a plan. When you hear the word warning, it's too late to make a plan. You need to already have the plan. Warning's the long word. It's the bad one.